Today's segment of Sound Balming is brought to you by Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Body Care. I cannot express to you how much we love their products. Although we use them all year, as the weather gets colder, we need these products even more. The dreaded drop in temperature, the dryness, the itchiness, and the unnecessary flakiness is inevitable. Shea butter from Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Body Care is the only thing that works for my skin and hair needs. Not only do these products cure my dry skin, the whipped butter goes on smoothly and doesn't leave that uncomfortably thick, sticky residue. Bonus? It smells absolutely amazing. There are so many different scents to choose from too. Not only do they carry skincare products, there are products for authentic living, face, shower, hair and beard, spritzers and perfumes, and bath products. Let me tell you, we cannot even keep the stuff in the studio. The entire production team, as well as all our children, use Jimmy and Mary's product. Jimmy and Mary's take pride in creating quality, handcrafted products from simple ingredients for the entire family. Their products are made for all skin types and are 100% handmade, 100% vegan, and 100% cruelty-free. Skincare is important. Moisture is key, and keeping our skin and hair hydrated is essential. I cannot emphasize how much we trust Jimmy and Mary's for all of our skincare needs. Hurry on up to jimmyandmarys.com and check out their products. Did I mention service is fast and efficient too? Don't forget to mention that you heard about Jimmy and Mary's authentic skincare on Sound Balming. Use the discount code SOUNDBALM20 to get 15% off. That's SOUNDBALM20 for 15% off at Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Skin Care.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sound Balming. I created this show for people who want to experience a radical, life-changing journey through the sounds of my diverse guests. I hope that each sound you hear on this show will strengthen your faith, encourage your dreams, and challenge you to awaken the greatness within you.
Drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
We're going to drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
We're going to drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
We come to drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show,
Lamar Darnell Shields.
Welcome to my channel. I'm your host, Dr. Lamar Darnell Shields, the creator of Sound Balming. And my goal with this show is to introduce you to people with ideas that will help you unlock your full potential. And if you're following the show's intersection, you know that Denise Zavidson was amazing. She talked about her personal journey from tragedy to triumph and how she used affirmations to really, really save her life. And she shared her amazing book about a gardener who actually was a musician from Nashville and how he overcame all these obstacles. And so I thank you all for joining me. If you are new to the Bomb Shelter, hey, put your hands up. Welcome to the family. If you are an OG, if you have been in the Bomb Shelter before, you know what we do. But before we begin, I just want to thank you for joining me. And as I say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So my old heads know that before we start off any show, we always start with our three breaths because I'm an avid meditator. I'm an avid mindfulness teacher, coach, practitioner. And I always like to start the foundation, start our show with some breathing because that really helps me to create, bring the energy up in the studio and when I'm talking to people across the airwaves. So let's get in a comfortable position. I know you all can't see me right now, but you know what we do. We put our palms on our palms facing up, and we roll our shoulders back, and we put our feet on the floor. If you're driving, of course, do not do this in your car, because I know a whole lot of law enforcement people, but you can't use me for an excuse. Say, well, I was meditating and I ran. Like, no, pull your behind over and just close your eyes, or just skip this part. So we're going to start with our three breaths. Our first breath, we inhale for 3 seconds. We're going to inhale through our nostril. Inhale. Hold it for 3 seconds. Release it. Now we're going to go a little deeper. So we're going to go 5 seconds. So inhale. Hold it for 5 seconds. Exhale through our mouth. Now we're going to go a little deeper. We're going to do 10 seconds. Inhale. Hold it for 10 seconds. Exhale. And what is that called? That is called the breath of life. So again, thanks for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all the comments. If you have not gone to our YouTube channel, you are missing out on a lot. Check us out. Then also leave us a comment on all platforms, but you can also go to iTunes. So let's get this party started. Sound Bombers, what does it mean to live your best life? You all remember that song, I'm Living My Best Life? What does that actually mean? Well, I believe deeply that we are all created and designed for greatness. Yes, I do. I believe that we are designed for greatness. And in Africa on the pyramids, there was a statement when you walked into the pyramids that Anut Asar. And what that said was, it says that I am great. But unfortunately, most people shy away from living to their fullest potential. Many get caught up in routines and a way of life that leave them feeling like life of joy, happiness, and fulfillment is simply not in the cards for them. They think it's something that somebody else got. Well, your life and the way you live is determined by the choices that you make. You can either be intentional in what you do. One of my favorite words, intentional. You can be intentional in what you do or reactive to the circumstances and situations you are faced with. So our next guest, Dorintha Nemeth, will talk to you about shifting from a place of complacency and mediocrity and inspire you to walk in your purpose and start living your best life. You know the song, I'm Living My Best Life. So who is Dorintha? She is an author, a woman's conference speaker, who is on the move. She's moving right now. You all can't see her. She is on the move. She is a skilled orator who effectively navigates both secular and spiritual platforms. That means that she sometimes she hanging out in the club, enlightening people spiritually, and sometimes she in church and like, see, some of y'all don't know what secular and spiritual, so I got to break it down for you. She loves encouraging and empowering women to walk into their next, whatever that next says. You know that next is always something positive, which happens to be the title of her books. Next, four steps to get unstuck and walk into your purpose. She inspires women to run after their goals and ambitions. See, she starts with the walking. Then she says, girl, you better walk a little faster. We need to run. In her book, In the Midst of Storm, she wrote about the 12-year incarceration of her husband and the struggle she faced as a single mom, eventually losing her car and her home and forcing her two small children to move back with her parents. So let me just tell you, Sound Bomber community, if you are ready, let me hear you just virtually say, yes, I am ready. So put your hands together. Thank you for joining me in the bomb shelter. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, Dr. Schultz. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to share with your audience today.
Well, we are excited. And I know the women in the bomb shelter who are listening to the show are so excited, because quite often, sometimes I have people come in and talk to the guys. Sometimes I have people just talk about general messages. But all the messages are on point. They're about ideas that will help you unlock your full potential. And you are right in line with that, because my producer sent me some amazing things about you, where you've gone from, as our guest prior to you, who talked about going from tragedy to triumph. So I want to just thank you. Let our listeners know where you are calling in from, and then let us know how you are doing.
Well, I'm calling in from Toledo, Ohio.
Ohio in the building, Midwest. I'm from the shop. Hey, hey. Yes, we are here. What's going on in Toledo?
Well, we are just, like you said, we are on the move, and I just love empowering women to walk into their next, to walk into their purpose, because so many women, first of all, we wear so many hats. We're a mom, we're a sister, we're an aunt, we're a grandmother, employees and employers, and we wear so many hats, and we're moms and wives, but sometimes in the midst of all that, we lose who we really are. We forget about who we are on the inside. We forget about the reason why we were created, the main reason why we were put on this earth. Because yes, we are moms and we are wives and we are entrepreneurs and all of that, but who are we really living our best life? Do we have peace? Do we have peace with who we are, with what we are doing with our lives? Because many times we get material things and peace mixed up, because we feel like that we have to have things and we have to have what Susie on the other side of the neighborhood has. And when we look at their lives and we fall into comparison and we see that we don't have everything that they have, and then we become lost and we become discouraged because we don't really know who we are. So I love empowering women and telling women who they are, that girl, you are more than enough. You can make it. And no matter what situation you may find yourself in, whether you are rich or poor, black or white, you are somebody. And I just love to speak life into women, to encourage them, because we have dreams too. So I love to encourage women to pick your dream back up again. Yes, you're a mom. Yes, you're a wife. But there are some things that God has created for us to do, that we were put on this earth to do, and that are tied to our dreams and our purpose. So I encourage women. I love to encourage women to pick their dreams back up again and walk in your magnificentness. Walk in everything that you were called to do and to become.
Wow, Dorinthia is coming with it already. Shout out to Toledo, one of my favorite people, Chauncey Whitehead, one of the best trainers in the world, is from Toledo. So I know some greatness, Dorinthia, comes out of Toledo, and you are bringing the fight. We haven't even got started. You, ladies, you need to come close to the speakers. You need to come close to your computer. Pull your car over, because you already know that this woman is on fire. I don't know if it's because Kamala, you know, Senator Kamala Harris was on fire last night. I don't know if it's because women are rising to the top, and they've always been. But I just know right now that the microphone is on fire, and I could really, really feel it. So I'm so excited about where we are about to go. So let's talk about when it comes to being a woman and all the challenges that, you know, you all have to deal with as a woman. Right now, currently, what do you see as one of the greatest challenges of women across the country? And then how are you helping to engage women around women empowerment issues?
One of the challenges, number one challenges, I believe in women, like I said before, is we don't know who we really are. We feel like we have to find our identity in a man or in our jobs or our careers or in our children, and we try to find our identity in those things, and we really don't know who we are. So one thing that I try to encourage women to do is to get your focus back, because when you are looking at things, the challenges we're going to encounter, trying things in our lives, things that will come to our lives to shake our faith, to shake us up, to move us out of the plan that life has for us, to move us out of our purpose. And so we lose ourselves and we lose our focus, because things, I believe that a lot of times things come at us, trying circumstances come at us to take our focus, to take your focus, to cause you to become distracted, Because when you become distracted and you lose and you don't really know who you are, then it's easy to walk around with self-limiting beliefs that you're not good enough, and I can't speak like her, or I can't talk like her, and I don't have what she has, and then we fall into the thing of good enough. This is just good enough. My job is good enough. My income is good enough. My marriage is good enough. My life is good enough. Whereas no, there is more. There is more that life has for you. And I myself went through the things that I went through with my husband being incarcerated. I became, in the midst of all of that, I allowed myself to become stuck. And I lost who I was because my identity was in being a mom and being a wife. And I really didn't. I really lost my identity in that, in those roles. And I lost who I was, and I had to find myself again. And so I tell women, I tell people that when my husband went to prison, I found my voice. I found out who I was. I started to have dreams that I didn't even know were there. I found my purpose. And so in the midst of all of that, I try to encourage women to get your focus back and don't just look at your circumstances as a bad thing. Don't just look at the challenges that you are facing as a bad thing, because could it be that it's a gift from God, that the worst thing that has happened to you in your life is a gift from God? Because I am a testimony that the worst thing that has happened to me has shifted my life. It changed the trajectory of my life into making me the person that I am today, that I'm able to speak to women and to empower them to say, okay, this thing that you are facing right now, this is not going to be the end of you. You're coming out of this. And either you can choose one or two things. You can choose to become bitter, or you can choose to become better.
Well, I love the direction that you're going in, but you use the word that I want to stop and pause and put the emergency brakes on right now. You talk about empowered. Uh-huh. What are the qualities of an empowered woman? Because that's a word that you use. And then how can women be empowered while maintaining their femininity?
Empowerment, the root word is power. Know your power. There is power on the inside of us. And when you know your power, we all each have our superpowers, or what I like to call superpowers, or our gifts, our whatever that thing is that drives us, that thing is that we're supposed to use to be a blessing to somebody else. When you are empowered, to be empowered means that you're not only walking, that you're walking in your purpose, and your gift is not just for you, but you're using it to be a blessing to somebody else, to lift somebody else up. When you know your superpower, when you know your power that's inside of you, and you walk in that superpower, and then walls will come down. There are no boundaries when you know who you are, and that's what it means to be empowered, to know who you are, to know that you are more than enough, to know that you, yes, there is power inside of you, there is purpose in you, there is passion in you, there is life in you, there are gifts in you, there, whatever you need is inside of you. And so that's your power. That's what it means to be empowered. And not only that, but you're not just sitting around waiting for life to happen, but you're going out and you're making life happen. You're doing things, and you're leaving a legacy for someone else to walk in. That when you know your power, then when you know that you are more than enough, and that's where you can, when you change your mind, because I believe a lot of women that we need to change our minds, our way of thinking, our mindset. When you change your perspective about how you see your life, that becomes a game changer. You become unstoppable. When you know, okay, this thing that I'm going through, that it's not coming to take life from me, but it's going to empower me and give me life, that changes everything.
I love that. So then how can women be empowered while maintaining their femininity? Because you talked about how you sort of took on these roles when your mm-hmm. husband was incarcerated. We're going to talk about that. But how do women be empowered while maintaining their true selves, their femininity?
By doing self-care. I believe that self-care is the number one thing, that when you can maintain your femininity. Mm-hmm. To be empowered doesn't mean that you can't still be a woman and still be feminine. To have your power, that just makes you a greater woman than what you already are. That when you know your power, then when you know your purpose, and then you are it becomes easy to be that woman, to be that person that people look up to. You maintain your femininity by taking care of yourself, by choosing that you won't quit. By choosing not to quit, that you won't settle. Maintain your femininity by saying, okay, I'm not going to let people take advantage of me. I know who I am. I maintain my femininity by staying true to spirit, to who I am spiritually, because when your spirit is in alignment, and then everything else will fall into place. So I make sure that I keep my spirit in connection with God. I make sure that I keep my spirit, that I don't try to override or overpower my husband or the other men in my life, but I stay submitted to God, and that's how I maintain my femininity. That's how I'm able to be the woman that I am.
So you're giving me some very specifics, and I love that. I want to keep moving in that vein, because people come to this space because they want to hear these other people who've overcome many of the obstacles. You're clearly sharing them when you talk about femininity. Are there any specific exercises or practices that you can offer to help women become more empowered?
Yes. The number one thing is to write your vision. Have a vision. Have a vision. Because when you have a vision changes everything. When you know that there is more for you, have a vision and write it down. Make it plain. Have your dreams and dream big. Write down your vision, have a plan. And one thing I like what the late Dr. Miles Monroe said, he said that many people that we seek success, but instead of seeking success, you need to seek to become a person of value. So that means that when you are choosing not material things, not money, but when you are doing everything that you can to make yourself a person of value, when you are just turning off the TV and getting reading books and getting, if it means you getting a degree, or if it means you taking a class, become a person of value. Because when you become a person of value, then people, you don't have to run after people will run after you. You won't have to seek followers, but people will start to follow you. They will be attracted to your greatness, to your value, because now you're becoming a person of value, and you're becoming a person who's able to solve other people's problems, and people will come after you. So that's one of the main things, is become a person of value. Use your time wisely, because many times we waste time. There are so many time wasters out there to distract us, to take our focus, but use your time wisely. And not only that, another thing, watch who you tell your dreams to. You can't tell everybody your dreams. You can't tell everybody your vision. Watch in who you surround yourself or who you surround yourself with. Everybody can't go with you into your next season. Everybody, there are some people that are with you now that when you get ready to become a person of value, when you become to know who you are, everybody is not going to go with you. And so we have to make sure that we know, watch who we're hanging around, who is in our sphere of influence, because we have to make sure that we are leveling up. It is time for women to level up. If you want to be a change in this world, it is time for us to level up. And somebody else told me that this is the time for the women, for women to come up. To come up, to level up, to come up out of their places of complacency and mediocrity. It is time to level up. And so we have to, so all of that, becoming a person of value, watching what you do with your time. Don't waste your time. This is not the time to be wasting time. This is the time to be being, to do what you were created to do, and be careful of who you confide in, because you can't talk to everybody. You can't include everybody in your circle. Everybody's not meant to go with you to your next season.
Well, speaking of next season, you wrote a book called Next, and you know, just like anybody else, of what it means to be stuck, because mm-hmm. you were stuck in a moment when your husband was incarcerated. You had to take mm-hmm. the children and move in with other people, and your life was chaotic. But in your yes. book, Next, you talk about four steps to get unstuck and then walking into your purpose. Another one of my favorite words. Talk to us about the book, Next, and then what are those four steps to help us to get unstuck and then to walk in our purpose? Because, again, you know, like I did last year, this year on January 1st or December 31st of 2019, someone was either a church, mosque, a synagogue, at a club, a nightclub, Mama House, Big Mama House, Madea's House, Abuelita's House, Tio Pepe's House, somewhere celebrating New Year's Eve. And they were talking about walking into their purpose. And then 2020 showed up and showed out. Share with our listeners about what this book Next is, and then give us those four steps to help us get unstuck, because my listeners want to walk in their purpose, but many of them are stuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you how this book came about, because it's funny, because I started, my first book is In the Midst of the Storm, where I chronicle my journey, and I just use my own storm to encourage women about walking through their storms. So after I wrote that book, I myself personally, I've never been one to like writing. I never thought that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. I never thought that I would be on podcasts. I never thought that I would be speaking at conferences or writing books. That was the only book that I thought I was going to write, and it was going to be done, and that was going to be it. But little did I know, I had started writing a second book 7 years after I wrote my first book. And I started writing that book, and this is after my husband has come home now, and our children, they are teenagers, they're in high school, and I'm doing good, and I'm thinking, okay, I can just relax. My husband is home, everybody's good, we bought our first home, and everybody's good, and I can just relax, I can cope. So in other words, I got lazy. I'm thinking, this book, I started writing a few pages. I just put this book on the shelf because I got lazy. And I'm thinking to myself, somebody else can write a book. All these books out here in the world, I don't feel like writing another book. But little did I know that writing this book, I'm talking about, again, changing the trajectory of my life. That it just changed the direction totally of what I had thought it was going to be. Because I started writing this book, and then I put it on the shelf. I didn't even tell anyone. I didn't tell my husband, nobody. It was just there. So I was in church one night, and my pastor came to me, and we were having a prayer service and everybody in their little corner, and my pastor, he was going around and he was just ministering to us as God was just giving it to him and giving words of prophecy, prophetic words, and when he came to me, he said, Dorinthia, he said, there's another book inside of you. Now when he told me that, I could have fell on the floor, because I didn't tell anybody. So when he told me that, I knew that it was God. He said, there's another book inside of you that you're supposed to be writing. And so I picked that book back up again, and I started writing. And even when I was writing the book, I didn't know what I was going to title it. But as I was writing the book, it was in the midst of me writing this book where God spoke to me and said, Dorinthia, there's more that I have for you. you thought that it was just your husband going to prison and him coming home, and now you just gonna relax and you just gonna coast the rest of your life. But there is more that I have for you. And as I began to write this book next, I began to doors just after I wrote this book, doors just began to open for me to speak. And when I was asked after the book came out, I was asked to teach a 4-week Bible study at my church based on my book, because it has a lot of spiritual and practical steps in it. And when I tell you that teaching that Bible study gave me life, and it was at that point that I knew what my purpose was, even though I had already wrote this book, I still did not know. And little did I know that I was stuck. I had allowed myself to become stuck during that time before I wrote this book. And that's why I subtitled it 4 Steps to Get Unstuck, because many times we find ourselves stuck and we find ourselves complacent and going around in circles, and we just going through daily routine, and we get up and we go to work, and then we come back home and we go to bed and we get up in the next morning and do it all over again. And we become stuck and don't even know it, because I was stuck and didn't even know it until I had taught that Bible study. And that's when I knew what my purpose was. And I had already written this book. I was like, okay, this is what it means to be unstuck and walk into purpose. So the first step is that I highlight is leave the past behind. Because many times we get stuck in our past and we think that that's all there is. And we get hurt by our past, and we get hung up because of our past mistakes, because of our past choices and things that people that hurt us in the past, that we're hanging on to unforgiveness. And we have allowed ourselves to become bitter, and we can't move forward because we're too busy looking in the past, looking behind us. We're looking at who talked about us and what they did to us, and what JoJo did to me, and how he hurt me, and how he left me with all these kids, and we're stuck. And so the first thing you have to do, you got to forgive and you got to leave your past behind you. Because if you are always looking back, you can't see what's in front of you. So that's the first step. Number two, then after you realize, okay, I've left my past. Now I need to take a minute and regroup. I got to coming to the realization that there's more for me. I need to regroup. I need to change my mindset. I need to change my thoughts. I need to change the way that I'm doing things. The step two is stop and retreat. I need to stop and retreat. A retreat means to withdraw. That you withdraw, that you need to stop and because many times we go through things in life and we're looking at that thing and it's become a mountain in our lives, and we're allowing it to take control of our lives. Whereas if we would just stop and think of ways to overcome this mountain, that this mountain is not going to take me out. I will overcome this mountain. So sometimes you got to take time. You can't just move forward, but you have to take time to stop. Take time to get your mind right, to get your thoughts right, to get yourself together. Number three, get in position. Because there, the blessing is over here, is on your left, and you all the way over to the right. You are out of position. You're out of season. There are different seasons that we go through. And sometimes we do things out of season, out of timing, in the wrong timing. Whereas if we would have did it when we were supposed to do it, you have to know your season. And so that's why I try to encourage women to know your season. Know when to get in position. You need to get in position because this blessing is waiting for you right here, and you're all the way over there, and you can't receive what life has for you. You need to get into position.
You got to, and then the next thing, the last thing is embrace. Embrace your next. But after you get in position, you're setting yourself up to walk into your next. Get in position. Get that, that go after that degree or take that class. Get in position. Whatever that means for you, get your finances in order. There are blessings for us, but our finances are all out of whack. Get your finances in order. Check the balance in your checkbook. Get your mind in order, your finances, your spirit. And so when you do all of that, and then it becomes easy to walk into your next, to walk into your purpose, because all of us have a purpose. We were all created for something. And when you know that there's more for you and that you were created for more, you are created to be a blessing to somebody else. Then not only is your purpose to serve you, but it's to serve somebody else. And so many times we get caught up in what's for me, what's in it for me. But when you change your mindset, that how can I be a blessing to somebody else?
So you all heard it, the four steps to getting unstuck. Now, yes. I know we're speaking to you women that are out there who really are looking for very specific strategies. And I'm hoping that you're taking some notes. I want to pause for a second and talk about the generation behind you, Dorinthea, because typically we're talking about our current generation and the women that you're working with. But what will be the biggest challenge for the generation of women behind you?
I believe that the biggest challenge for the women behind me will be
those little girls that are out there listening, you know, right, that are out there. What's going to be their challenges as a woman moving into this century?
I think it's going to be just knowing their identity, knowing who they are. I believe that that's one of the biggest, and even today, that's one of the biggest challenges. And because a lot of women still don't know who they are, then they pass that down to their daughters, and they walk in insecurity, and they walk in self-limiting beliefs, and they think that they're not good enough, and then they pass, and they're not putting, encouraging their daughters to walk, to be who they are. And now our daughters are trying to be somebody else and not who they are. And a lot of our daughters, they are fatherless. So I believe that one of the biggest challenges, and it takes a father, I'll put it this way, is when a father can speak life into his daughter's life, when he can speak into her life. I was blessed to have my father in my life. So when you have those two units, a mother and a father, and then it becomes easier to know who you are. But when you and they spoke life into me, and they encouraged me to be everything that I am. So I believe that the biggest challenge, because we're not encouraging our women, to our little girls, letting them know that you can be whatever you want to be, that you can be more than what mama became. And that, so when they don't have that, then it becomes hard for them to know who they are, to know their identity, to know what, to have direction. Because I believe that when a little girl, when she has that someone in her life giving her direction and telling her how to become a better you and how to become everything that God wants you to be, and then she walks around lost and she doesn't know who she really is. So I believe that that's one of the biggest things is having that self-identity, knowing who they are.
So who are some women that inspired you and why?
Some women that inspired me, one of the women is Lisa Nichols. She inspired me.
Lisa, great person to be inspired by.
Mm-hmm. And just her story, raising her son, and just hearing her tell her story, she's very inspirational. So she inspires me, and I love the journey that she didn't allow with the things that she went through to keep her from becoming who she is.
Yeah, my greatest inspiration, I always like to say, is my mother. I think one of the bravest people I've ever known, who she overcame incredible odds, worked while raising four kids, and it's all the private school, and made it all look incredibly simple. But now that I talk to her, believe me, it wasn't. it wasn't simple. So I think it's important to always acknowledge the, because we're talking about women, the women who inspired us in our lives. And I think that's really, really important. What do you enjoy about being a woman? I've always wanted to ask women that question. Like, what do you enjoy about being a woman?
Ooh, I enjoy, well, to me, I love having my husband, since he's been home from prison, he's been taking care of me. I love being able to have, to be able to, and this is might be a curse word to other women, but to submit to my husband, to that man that God has put in my life, to be have that covering. I love it that he covers me and that he takes care of me. I love being able to just be a mom, that being a wife and being able to give birth. I believe, to me, that's the number one thing that I love about being a woman, is giving birth, being able to bring life through my body. That's the number one thing.
It's interesting that you preface by saying this may sound like a curse word to some women. And I know when you say the word submit, I remember the barrage of negative emails and posts that the singer Fantasia received when she talked about submitting to her husband and what that actually mm-hmm. meant. So it's interesting that you start, I'm like, is she about to curse? Because people do typically curse on my show sometimes. But you said to some people that that may be a curse word. Explain to our listeners why you prefaced that prior to saying the word submit.
Because like I said, women, because there are, and I know what it's like. I was a single mom for 12 years. So yes, I had to take on that role of being a mother and a father, even though I really couldn't be that father, but I had to do everything that my husband would have done if he would have been at home. I had to go back to work, because when he went to prison, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had to go back to work. I had to put my children in daycare. So I had to bring the bread home, bring the butter home, and cook the bacon and do all of that, and take care of my kids. So I know what it's like to be a single mom. And there are so many women out there that they are single moms, and we feel like we have that pressure on us that we have to do it all. And that we have to be everything to everybody. And so, but when you know who you are and that you just walk in and know your limit. Yes, we have some limitations. We can't be everything to everybody. And so to me, when I say submit, I mean that when you have to, because it's hard, because we're so used to doing everything. And so when that man comes into our lives and he says, well, I want to take care of you, it's hard for us to come under. Because that's what submit means. It means to come under. It means to come under that person that's in our lives now. And because we get so used to doing everything and being everybody, that it becomes hard for us. But when we allow ourselves to let go, because I love it when my husband takes control and he takes over. Yes, we talk together sometimes and we reason together and make decisions together. But ultimately, he makes the final choice. Or if he agrees that my side is that my way of doing things is better, then he'll do that. So when when I say submit, I mean that I love that when my husband, he takes over. But I think that because we have to play the role of the father and the man so many times in our children's lives that it's hard.
So now
I understand that.
No, and I appreciate you for clarifying that, for saying, you know, this could be a bad word to certain people. So mm-hmm. Dorinthea, how can our listeners get in contact with you if they want to get a copy of your books and if they want to engage you further in this conversation as it relates to empowering women? And I thank you for doing this. I have two daughters. So this show is dedicated to Samira Shields and Hadaya Ayodele Shields, my two daughters, and I dedicate this to them. They are some strong, empowered women, because they have they come from a strong line of women. And so mm-hmm. I thank you for sharing your story. But how can our listeners get in contact with you?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Shields, for having me. I have enjoyed myself thoroughly. I can be found on dorinthea.com. I'm on all the social media networks, Facebook.
Now you got to spell Dorinthea. You don't have a traditional name. Come on now, don't play games. You better spell that name and stop playing.
Okay, it's Dorinthea. Dorinthea.com.
And they can go to Dorinthea.com to get your books,
yes,
lectures, and things like that. Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for joining me and lifting and helping us to elevate and lift women. Because, again, this is a hard time for women. My good friend, who's a speaker, who does a lot of work around abused women, she was showing, she had a shirt, and that shirt said, said something to the effect of, why do we keep telling women to leave? Why aren't women leaving these relationships instead of asking the abuser, why are they abusing the women in a relationship? And I love how she sort of juxtaposed that, because a lot of times we do blame folks for that, for the relationship they're in, and we look at the women. So you got this all of these female movements that are out here, from empowerment women to the Me Too movement, to really just women all over the globe stepping up to the plate. But you all have always been the backbone historically, from the White House to the outhouse, to the churches, the mosque and synagogue, to the plantations, to the chambers where our Jewish brothers and sisters were being incarcerated, to the Native American reservations. All over the country, women have been a backbone. So thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure talking to you, but you cannot leave the show just yet, because one of the favorite parts of my show is called the Super Bomb Questions, and they are brought to you by Mountain Made. And these are questions that I want to ask you, and I need you to respond as quickly as possible. So you ready?
I don't know.
You ready?
Okay.
There we go. Coach Carter said, when you're ready, you ain't got to get ready. So let's go. What's your favorite word?
Focus.
What's your favorite quote or Bible verse?
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, declares the Lord. Thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you. Thoughts to give you a future and a hope and an expected end.
Look at you, spit that out, Bible study girl. I can see you. I can see a little Bible study girl in class getting them little tea cakes with Miss Jones, the Bible teacher. You spit that out real fast. What's your superpower?
My superpower is worship.
What's your spirit animal?
My spirit animal, lion.
What moves you to tears of joy?
My grandbabies.
What moves
Seeing
you
my
to
grandbabies?
What moves you to tears of sorrow?
Discrimination, racism.
What do you wish you had more time to do?
Travel.
What deceased person would you most like to meet or get advice from?
Deceased person. That's a hard one. Who is deceased? Maya Angelou.
What is one of the best or most worthwhile investments you've ever made?
Being a mom, bringing life to my children.
If you were in the Mrs. America talent competition, Dorinthea, what would your talent be?
Singing.
All right. You want to leave us out with a song? What you got for us? Come on. Come on. You got something for us?
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know my name.
Come on. Sing it.
You know my name. Yeah, you know my name. Okay.
All right, there you go. Put your hands together for Dorinthea Nemeth in the building, holding it down for Sound Bombing, leading us out with an inspirational message. So I want to thank you, Dorinthea, for joining me in the Bomb Shelter. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you, and thanks for blessing my listeners and me with that beautiful song.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Shields. I had a great time.
And I also want to thank my amazing engineer, Alexander Blanc, my super-duper producer, Nicole Klempaka, Supremacy for our theme music, and all of you for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Leave a comment. Go leave a comment. If you want to support the show financially, you can buymeacupofcoffee.com. Go to buymeacupofcoffee.com. Stop being stingy and share me with all of your friends. Please do. If you want to know more about me, you can visit drdr.com. LDS.com. And as always, believe something wonderful is about to happen. And that some people miss the message because they're too busy looking for the mess. Thanks for tuning in, and do something for someone other than yourself today. Dorinthia, thank you for joining me. Peace.
The Super Balm Questions are brought to you by Mountain Made CBD. Mountain Made is changing the CBD game by offering a line of high-dose CBD tablets at an affordable price. Their products are THC-free and third-party tested for accuracy, cleanliness, and potency. Their products, which ship nationwide, include Build for CBD saturation, Boost for precision titration, and Recover for rest and rehab. With 9 years experience in hemp and fitness, Mountain Made's founders are focused on creating a quality product to help those who live an activated lifestyle. Check out mountainmade.life. Again, that's mountainmade.life to find out more about how their products can help you crush life. Remember, their products ship nationwide. Go check out their website today and follow them on social media at Mountain Made. That's the @ MNTMADE. Our staff at Sound Balming uses Build before our morning workout, which helps to push our bodies to a whole new level on a daily basis. Try Build, try Boost, try Recover. Our staff is using these products to enhance our active lifestyle naturally, and we are crushing life with Mountain Made CBD. And you can too. Start today by going to mountainmade.life and ordering Build, Boost, Recover, or the multitude of other products that they have which will enhance your lifestyle. I promise you, you won't regret it.